Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we are with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Happy holidays, sir.
Merry Christmas, Mike. Hope that you and all of the listeners have a great holiday.
It's a Tuesday, normally a day off, but not this week because the players are in today. They'll be off on Thursday. It's been a challenging year, right? You go back and when this team is 1-8, and probably your patience gets tested every year, but also 3 straight wins, 4 of your last 6. And the question is, were you ever asking yourself, are we going in the right direction? And have you answered that?
Yeah, no, I know that, we're moving in the right direction. Maybe not as fast as you'd like it to be. Obviously didn't expect to start as poorly as we did in terms of the wins and losses, but there were always signs of some real positive things with a lot of not just our rookie players, but some of the, you know, second and third year guys as well. So, but, you know, not getting enough wins at the beginning of the year, it's challenging mentally for your entire organization. But I wouldn't say that... we were discouraged in terms of the direction we're headed.
Tyler Shuck got his first start against the Rams when you were 1-8. And at that point, were you like, okay, we need to see what we got? Because even though you weren't eliminated from the playoff situation, but we need to see what you got with the draft coming up. And I know that's April, but have you seen enough?
Yeah, you see a lot of speculation about that. Look, we like Tyler Shuck in the evaluation process. That's why we drafted him where we did. All the things that we saw in the offseason during training camp just reinforced the things that we liked about him during the evaluation. I just think it's unfair to label any player, particularly a quarterback, after 1 year or after even 2 years. It just takes a while for these guys to get comfortable, to get close to their potential. It's just, there's a development process here. And, you know, for anyone, to make these judgments after, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 starts or 10 starts is just, it's insane. I mean, all you have to do is look around at the players in our league that started off slow and ended up being really successful to understand that it's a process. Our best quarterback, Drew Brees, who's, you know, headed for the Hall of Fame, I think if you went back and looked at his first year, second year, third year, you'd see the development, and you'd see, yes, you'd see flashes of where maybe that's where he could end up, but you'd also see times when you would say, ah, he's not going to make it. So I just think it's unfair to put labels on these guys. Now, all that being said, yes, we've seen some flashes. We've seen things from Tyler that we really like, but we saw that. We saw some of that in training camp, and we saw it in the off season and at practice. And obviously the fans and the majority of the media aren't privy to that.
And I asked Kellen this weeks ago, just the benefit that he got, because now as your fan, you go, wow, my gosh, we should have played in week three, right? You know, the benefit that he got by not having to play, came in the third quarter of week eight, by not having to play early.
Yeah, I just think that if you look over, again, you look back at history, you look at, some of the successful quarterbacks in our league, a lot of them had the opportunity to, get settled in, get acclimated, watch before they get thrown into the fire. Now, there are examples of guys that played immediately and ended up being really good quarterbacks in our league, but there are also lots of examples of guys that got thrown in before they were ready, and it ended up not being good for them in the long run. So that's the route we chose, and we're happy with that. I think the timing was right for Tyler to get in there and get some experience and get some reps, start these games, and he's done pretty well. But again, it's not a finished product, and I think that we would it's just unfair to start throwing labels that on these guys after such a short sample size.
This team was very aggressive from a trade standpoint at the end of training camp through the beginning of the season, still up until you could. And I'm kind of curious, I hope this isn't a weird question, but you traded for Fortner and Awesome Richards, and you got Xavier Truss from the waiver wire, William Sherman after Denver waived him, you traded for Avele, for Polk. Is the quality of player... Because typically in the past, it might be a guy you might get off the waiver wire for free, right? You just pick him up, But trading for some of these guys, is the quality that much better?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is. Otherwise, we wouldn't make a trade for him. And that's in our view. And I think all of the pickups that we've gotten what we've expected and even more. So,
you wouldn't have made the trade for them if you didn't think it was worth it.
Yeah, and people can say, well, maybe that guy would have come available on the waiver wire, and maybe they would have, but maybe not. And then you have the distinction of where are you picking in the waiver wire. So, it's always those are always decisions that we discuss in-house. We talk... our personnel department, we talk with our coaches, and we just make a judgment. And I'm happy with the things that we've done.
Especially like a valet, right? Because it was a couple of picks. He was a seventh rounder from Denver. The connection with Denver is kind of, I get it both ways. But 14 of his last 16 receptions have been between 10 and 20. Not explosives, but between 10 and 20. 14 to 16. That's pretty impressive. He's a big cat, goes up to get it. You have it's just the shoulder injury, so hard. He and both Devin Neal. But what you've seen thus far, and unfortunately because these guys have had a chance to play, maybe they, because of injuries, you've gotten a good look.
Yeah. I think Devon's done a really good job of getting in here, getting acclimated to the offense. It takes a little time again. Because you have to learn a new system, and then you also have to get familiar with, the quarterbacks and the players that you're playing with. He's got a skill set, I would say, not dissimilar to the things that we had with Mike Thomas. He's a bigger target. He's got a great ability to make contested catches. He can be physical. All the things that we were kind of missing in our group, he can bring to the table. And yeah, it's unfortunate that he got the shoulder injury, but I look at that as a small bump, and we're excited to have him.
Need to take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. Mike Hoss, along with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Still two games to play. I cleaned out the booth, and I keep, the other day, and I'm like, whoa, it's just the home's, schedule is done. When you look at Chris Olave and kind of what he has done after 2024, only played in the 8 games, had the concussions, to come back, I mean, literally across the board with 2 games to play, everything's a career high. And yeah. If it's not, it will be. Maybe not yak yardage, but everything else will be. It's just very impressive.
Yeah. Listen, I'm real proud of Chris. Last year was a tough year on him. It was a tough year on him physically and really probably a tough year on him mentally. And so for him to come back and just produce week in and week out, it's a credit to him, a credit to his grit. The things that he brings to the table from a skill set are unique. He's been a bell cow for us and just real proud of him. He gets a little overshadowed by our record, but he's had as good a season at receiver as anyone in the league, and that's a credit to him. Given the quarterback position's been a little unsettled, had 2 different guys in there, and so he's done really well, and we're proud of him and glad to have him.
He's caught 8 touchdowns from 3 different quarterbacks.
Is that right?
He's had 3.
That's right.
He's a one, maybe a foot and a half away from throwing one as well. So that would have been a unique stat. I don't know what the question is. Is there a question that is answerable about Cam Jordan and DeMario Davis, who will be 37 next year, other than, daggone it, they've made the conversation more difficult. You heard Cam in post game said, talk to Mickey.
Yeah.
And so,
listen, what those guys bring to the table is just really, really remarkable. You know, when you have a tough season and you're out of the playoffs, you know, as early as we were, and you know, you're a young team that, you know, you're developing a lot of players. Listen, it's easy in human nature for veterans to kind of check out a little bit. And I'm just so proud of, you know, our veterans, and that there's a lot of guys in this category, but led by DeMario and Cam and you know, and Alvin and these guys that
and Taysom. I didn't want Taysom, to get, I didn't want the list to get too long.
Yeah. Well, it's long. It's just name all the veteran players on our team. And they have been absolutely stellar in terms of being engaged, in terms of being professionals, encouraging the young players, keeping the energy level and the professionalism at a really, really high level. And that's a credit to them. And look, those guys have produced. They've played. They are really good players, and they're showing that they're good players. Any discussion about next year, you know, that's it for after the season. And really, that's in their hands as much as it is in mine. So, but we'll have those discussions. We have them every year with, you know, like Cam and DeMario. You know, we have I have a sit down with them after every season and just talk about, okay, what do you want to do, and how does that fit for where we're going? And so we'll have that again. But I can't say enough great things about really all the veteran players on our team that have stepped up and got us to a point in the season where I think we all feel really optimistic about the future.
That's kind of where I was going to go next, is that you must appreciate the fervor that a Cam and a DeMario and an Alvin, who doesn't, I'm only going to play here, yeah, right? I'll go drink a margarita somewhere, that those guys like the direction the ship is going.
Yeah.
Right. That to me tells me a lot. You know, they want to be back on the ship.
Yeah. You know, our league has I don't really like the word, but, you know, in professional sports and sports in general, they talk a lot about culture. Well, the culture is set by the players in the locker room as much as anything. And for these guys to set the culture, like the culture, want to continue to be part of the culture, that's a credit to them. It really is. And really proud of that group.
I get asked a lot, tell me about Kellen Moore, the play caller and the head coach. And so I don't ever feel comfortable talking about his play calling. I mean, what the hell do I know? But I see a guy who's comfortable in his own skin, who's genuine, you know, confident of his abilities. I guess you tell me, you know, I mean, have you seen an evolution? I mean, it's not easy being a head coach in the NFL for your first time ever. Have you seen an evolution play calling wise? I mean, if I played Kellen Moore's interview from a May minicamp and I played you last night's interview from the Saints coaches show after their third straight victory, you couldn't tell him apart. You'd have that's just who he is. So I just wanted to get your take on his evolution as a head coach from a play calling standpoint and a head coach.
Yeah, I think, well, first of all, I don't really want to give an evaluation of our head coach.
I guess, you know, if you've seen an evolution
after 14 games, but look, I think the number one thing here is, and it's easy to see, is that he's a really genuine and authentic person as a coach, and the players feel that and they've responded to it. You know, it's really easy to get down and not be positive when you're in the middle of, you know, a 1-8 or a 2-10 season. And man, he you said it exactly right. He was the same every day, very positive. Talk about the process. He talks a lot about the process, and I think the players again have responded to that. Is that the last, you know, when things aren't going well, the last thing you want from head coaches is, you know, being berated or, yeah, or Debbie Downer type of attitude, and he's never like that. And then in terms of being a head coach, there's a lot of nuance to it, and I think he's done a really good job. And I see, you know, improvement every day and a self evaluation and reflectiveness about him that hey, I could have done that better. Here's how I'll do it next time. So it's been really good.
Before we take our next break, I would be remiss because I would certainly say something if it were the other way around. Congrats to Oregon, their victory over James Madison in the first round of the CFP. I hope that, for whatever reason, that I hope the group of five doesn't suffer, right? I mean, I don't know what's going to happen, but I feel like Tulane and JMU, because of the way Ole Miss and Oregon played, and Oregon, good golly, that was unbelievable. But I hope it doesn't penalize the group of five. But that was a great win.
Yeah, look, I'm a proud alum of the University of Oregon, and I like it when we win and I can, you know, brag a little bit. Got a couple guys on our team that also went to Oregon, so we get to commiserate when things don't go well, but things have gone pretty well this year, and hopefully that continues.
So, and that's you and Shuck, right? Texas Tech. So
Shuck, he's got some Oregon, Ugo.
He has a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Juwan Johnson. Yeah, we've got a couple others that at least had a brief stop there. So yeah. Peter Sermon on our staff has played there and then obviously played in the league and has coached. So well, I've got some reinforcements now.
Yeah, well, I was in Lubbock before I came here. So, there you go. So you're going to beat James Madison and Texas Tech. Just going to get me twice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Take a quick break. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. It is the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints. And we are talking with Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. And I know we're not talking about players and what happens in 2026, but I have been through this list as many places as I can. How many draft picks do you have next year?
Yeah, good question.
I guess if you take compensatory out, actual draft picks.
Yeah, I can't even answer that right now. I got to go back.
I feel better. I've heard 7, 8, 9, one, two, three are yours. 4, maybe a comp. Seattle's 4 and 5.
Yep.
And I think you have a 6. But maybe you don't have a 6.
I've got to go back and look because, you know, we've maneuvered some of those later round picks. And obviously we're hoping to have some compensatory help as well. So, you know, we'll get into that when the season's over. I honestly don't spend a lot of time thinking about the next year's draft until the season's over. But it's a good question. But we do have some draft capital. And depending upon where we end up, look, I'm looking for a later pick. I want to win these next two games. We want to win these next two games and continue that momentum. I think, you know, getting used to winning, finding ways to win games is more important than where you draft. We'll find a way to take advantage of our draft picks, regardless of where we end up picking. So I'm not in the category of let's lose games and improve our draft position. That doesn't appeal to me. I think the other side of that is more important. I think we've had the early returns on the 2025 draft class are really good for us. We start with Tyler, but Kelvin Banks, been really happy with his development. Jonas Sanker, who, you know, kind of got thrown in there, thrown in the fire when we had an injury back there. Danny Stutzman's done some really good things. I was excited about Vernon Broughton before he got injured. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, next year, which will effectively be his rookie year. I think we're going to get, some really good things from him. Quincy Riley's done some great things. Devin Neal, Maliki, the tight end, we've seen a lot of good things in development and practice. And Fidel Diggs, who got a chance to come up a few times. So really excited about this draft class. We need to repeat that in 26. Right. We need to have just as good a class and take advantage of the draft picks that we have. I think our staff, one of the things that I can say about this new staff is they've done a great job of developing our younger guys and getting them extra work, during practices and after practices and during training camp. And so excited about that.
Yeah, I mean, Jonas Anker came in. He had Tyrann Mathieu, Justin Reed. And now they brought Julian Blackman in because of Tyrann, but that was just in 2 days. And so he's like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to learn. And all of a sudden, he's thrown to the fire. Same with Quincy. A lot of these guys, they are going to come to camp next year in such a different mindset because of how much they played. Their job is sometimes you're going to get beat. You're just going to get beat. You're a secondary guy. You're a DB. You're going to get beat, and you got to learn from it. And so I just feel like they're going to be in such a different position. And kind of where I was going with, and also with the draft, is that you keep getting 8, 9 people, whatever the number is. You help, and they succeed, and you help yourself financially. You know, you kind of get out of this financial pushing, you know, kicking the can down the road a little bit. I'm sure Kai's going, but that does help.
Yeah, there's no question. There's a financial element to it, and a resource element, which, you know, when you do well in the draft, you know, you free up some of those resources, and then down the road you can take your shots in free agency. And so, the downside of having injuries is that you've got injuries. The upside is that you get some of these younger players, you get some reps for them, you get game time, and instead, when young guys come into our league, their first thing is, I just want to make the team, right? And fit in. And then if they get a chance to play, all of a sudden they realize that, hey, we belong. And once you do that, it accelerates your development. And I feel like this particular class has been able to get out there, get some time on task, feel like they belong, and it accelerates their development.
Two final questions. One's fun, one's tough. So we'll get the tough one out of the way. You've been at this job a long time. You've been able to keep the noise on the outside. This year has been tough because it felt personal, right? You got a wife, you have kids in school. I can't imagine. I mean, how do you deal with it?
It doesn't bother me. Honestly, I don't really hear it. I get a lot more support, direct support, than I get criticism. So it doesn't bother me. I'm going to do my job, and as long as Mrs. B and the football staff is pleased, that's the only people that I need to satisfy.
You know who I sit next to every week, and you know him well, Deuce McAllister. In the pregame, on the air, he said, here's what I want. Here's what we need today. And he said, 10 tackles for a loss. And I'll be honest, I looked at him incredulously like, what? 10? Are you like, really? And he said, 10. And he didn't get 10 because the most he'd ever had this year was 7. Didn't have 8, didn't have 9, didn't have 10.
Yeah.
He still didn't have 10. He got 11.
Yeah.
So great. I don't know if, I know you talk, you guys, close, right?
Yeah.
Talk to that guy more. Because you know why? When he asks for things, it happens.
Yeah, that's good.
It happens.
To know.
That's pretty impressive.
Deuce, he knows football, and he and I have a lot of conversations. We have, kids that play on the same team, so in high school. So I get a chance to see Deuce a lot, and I value his opinion.
And finally, just the final two are important. There's a big difference between 5-12, because you were 5-12 last year, and 7-10. That would be winning your final 5 games.
Yeah. Again, it gets back to, you want to get in the habit of winning, right? You want to understand what it takes to win, regardless of who the opponent is, because this is a tough league. The margin between the best and the worst in terms of record is very small. So we just want to go out there, put our best foot forward, have a good performance, and hopefully come out with a win. And I know our guys are going to do that. They have a lot of pride about their play. And then the last one's against Atlanta, so we always know.
Not worry about that one. They'll be up for that one.
Right.
Not worry about that one.
So we'd like to finish off strong.
Very good. Happy holidays to you and the family, and I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mike. Take care.
Yep. Thank you, sir. Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. And when we come back, we will talk with Saints wide receiver Chris Olave, rewriting his own record book with still 2 games left. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Bullseye, the official tailgate of the New Orleans Saints, and we are thrilled to have Chris Olave, first-round pick back in 2022, the 11th overall out of Ohio State. And coming off just a monster game, 16 targets, two touchdowns from two different quarterbacks, three straight wins. It's been a challenging season all the way around. Just tell me how you feel right now. And I know you've been battling a bad back.
Oh, yeah, man, I feel great. You know, just to be able to come back from last year, tough year last year, but to be able to come back and be able to produce and be able to just play the game. You know, I'm so grateful to be able to go out there and have fun and go out there with my teammates. So it's been a great year, and I'm excited going forward.
Third and five, under a minute to play. Long drive for the Saints here as they lead it 9-6, nearing the red zone. Shucks in the shotgun, takes the snap, looks to his right for the end zone, and he's wide open. Chris Olave! Touchdown for Chris Olave! That's number seven for him. It's also number seven for Tyler Shuck. He now passes Archie Manning for the rookie quarterback touchdown pass record. First touchdown of the game. 23 yards. Now, every touchdown's hard. But the two that you caught on Sunday had to be fun because the first one, you know, it was just in the bucket, right? Mm-hmm. And then Taysom's, he kind of knew you weren't going to take a shot. Right. I mean, of all the touchdowns, they felt fun to me. Uh-huh. Is that fair?
Oh, yeah. It's just so open, man. You just got to catch the ball walking in zone. That was the best ones for sure.
Taysom Hill is at quarterback, third and five, throwing for the end zone, wide open, Chris Olave! Taysom Hill, put a bow on that gift for Christmas! Taysom Hill, touchdown pass to Chris Olave! What else can't you do? Touchdown, wide open, little post pattern. He was just waiting for the football.
Go back to the play where Chris Olave was in the backfield, and
there was
confusion. That right there, the safety, he froze. he froze completely. And so all you got to do is just throw it. You just got to get it there. And really nice play call.
When we talk to guys like Taysom or Foster who are coming back from knee injuries, and we say, "Hey, somewhere during the year there was a moment when you go, I've either got to test it, I got to put my foot in the ground, and I got to make sure my knee's okay." And they all have a moment. Mm-hmm. For you, coming back from last year where you played 8 games because of the concussions, is it similar, or is it just a continuum? You know what I mean? Or did you have a moment in training camp when you took a hit and you went, "All right, I'm good. I needed to get that."
Not really, because we're not really hitting in practice. So I was really in the game, just trying to continue. It was like a continuing thing, just getting more and more comfortable as games went by. Like I said, the first couple of games, kind of getting a feel and trying to get more comfortable throughout the year. But it was tough at first. You know, it was kind of anxiety, or not anxiety, but just like feeling weird out there, not really super comfortable. But after the first couple of games, that's when I started to get more comfortable, more confident, and started to take a lot more hits. So I'd say more the process throughout the year allowed me to get more comfortable.
Yeah, it was gradual, right? I mean, but you did kind of have to have a couple of good hits.
Oh, yes,
right?
Sure.
Even because some of the hits early were, you know, you were catching the ball kind of going down, so they're around the head area. Right. You kind of needed to have mm-hmm. that, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, yeah, I took a good one in the first game, too, against Arizona. I'm glad he didn't hit me in my head, but he kind of hit me in my stomach, so I kind of lost my wind. But that kind of woke me up right there, and I felt good after that hit.
Where do you rank this season from yourself? You still got 2 games. We're not done, mm-hmm. but you've everything just about is either a career high or it will be. You have if you get 40 yards in the next 2 games, which would be 80, you'll have everything just about a career mark.
Right.
Where do you rank this season?
I think this is my best year, to be honest, especially even throughout the ups and downs, just keeping focused and attacking every week. I feel like these past few games have been the best I've felt in my career as far as going out there and playing and running routes. But like you said, Kellen's done a great job. You know, the past few years, or wherever he's been, the receivers have gone on for career highs. He's done with Keenan Allen, CeeDee Lamb, and last year with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. And he's doing it again this year, so all credit to him and the quarterbacks that we have back there executing the plays.
You have 8 touchdowns, and I was telling Mickey, you from 3 different quarterbacks, mm-hmm. And almost, you know, a foot and a half away from throwing a touchdown pass. So that would have been pretty cool stat to have. Mm-hmm. And you talk about Kellen in this offense, but to me, when I look at this offense, he had 4 wide receivers up last week, and Mason Tipton was sick. He was coming mm-hmm. back. And so if I'm the defense, I go, well, heck, I'm just going to bracket Chris Olave, right? I mean, that's my – if we do that, I mean, let the rest of the guys beat us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get 16 targets.
Right.
So that to me is kind of it's an amazing number, because I know defenses are keying on you. You must have felt that all year, right? Even when Rashid was here.
Yeah, it's a little bit. They tried to bracket a couple times this past game, but he moved on to in a progression and got some completion. So I think it was part of that game plan, but it saw most of the plays they didn't. So I'm grateful for that.
How would you describe? Because it felt like last year we could kind of describe the offense a little bit. I don't know how, you know, with the new OC, with Kellen, how would you describe this offense? If you're just telling a person who didn't know football, you're at a park. I was going to say a bar, but oh, you're at a park. Mm-hmm. You're describing this offense to somebody. How would you describe it?
It would be tough to describe it, because we had two different leaders back there at quarterback, 2 different offenses, really. But with Tyler, I feel like it's a completion offense, trying to stay ahead of the chain. So we're again trying to get the run game going. You know, with a lot of injuries going down, it's the next man up. But like I said, it's just trying to stay ahead of the chains and trying to attack when we can attack with the explosive plays down the field. So I feel like it's real consistent these past few weeks, and that's why we're doing what we're doing.
It's funny you said that you have felt the best you've felt in the last few weeks, really, from an injury standpoint, from back-wise, has been tough, right? I mean, that's a tough injury to fight through as a wide receiver,
It's definitely tough. I've been dealing with it since high school, but it kind of flared up on me like last month after the Falcons game. It was tough going into that Miami game. It was tough going out there. I didn't know how I played in that game, but just trying to find a way. And after that Miami game, it flared up again. But just trying to play through that type of stuff. I don't ever want to miss a game, and that's what I did.
You haven't this year, 15 starts. How important was that for you? Because you've been challenged some. Is he a number one? Are there enough explosives? Is he yada 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 yada? You know, but I feel like you've answered the call on all that, and you can. I always felt like when I'm talking about myself. Now you can say you can challenge my talent. You can't challenge my effort, right? Yeah. And when people challenge, they you know, do you feel the same way? You can challenge my talent. Man, you can't challenge my effort.
Yeah, you can't coach effort, man. That's what I learned when I got to college. They always taught us that the best availability is being able to go out there and be able to play. So, like I said, I always want to play every single game. If I can't play, then I'm going to have to sit out. But I don't ever want to not go out there and play if I can play. So, like I said, just be able to go out there and be able to try to play 17 games. That's probably going to be my first year doing that. So it's a small accomplishment.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back with Chris Olave. This is the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bullseye Saints Hour. Mike Haas, along with Saints wide receiver Chris Olave. Got to ask you before we get back to the Saints stuff, watching the Buckeyes, right? So the Buckeyes will... Hopefully win against Miami, then they'll play the winner of Ole Miss, Georgia.
Yeah.
But what if you're looking at the bracket, what are you thinking about?
Georgia.
Really?
That's probably the toughest team. I think that's the team that's going to give us the most problems is Georgia, because they have an elite defense. They're well coached with Kirby Smart, and they've been on a real good streak these past few weeks. So I think that's the toughest matchup that the Buckeyes will get.
It's funny because I was thinking on the other side of the bracket that who you might could face and who I think you want to face in the finals.
Indiana. To be honest, I don't know if they're going to get there. I don't know if they got a tough matchup in Alabama. You know, Alabama got three losses, but it's an SEC team, and they're always a powerhouse. It's going to be tough to beat them. And then you got to go play Oregon or Texas Tech, which they're really good too. So they got two tough games over there.
But you wouldn't mind a rematch, right?
Oh yeah, we for sure.
13-10 sticks to draw a little bit, right?
We for sure want to see them again, for sure.
I was going to ask at the end of the first break, which was kind of, is there a stat that you have that means more, whether it's touchdowns, yards? You know, we talked a lot about yak yardage early this year, and, you know, you've got explosive 38, 62, 57, 53. So, you know, I think that's over and done with. Is there a number that when you look at the stats that's important to you?
The most important thing is the yards to me. I don't really look at the catches of course touchdowns is important, because that contributes to winning. But as a receiver, I feel like the yards is the most important, because that's how you get into like the Pro Bowl and all that stuff. But I feel like with winning and all that stuff, it comes with that. So as long as we're winning, I'm cool with anything.
Tell me about Kellen Moore, the coach. He just feels like, you know, what you see is what you get, right? From week one to where we are right now, win, lose, or draw.
Exactly. He's such a player's coach, man. He's so open to so many opinions, and he makes it easy for us players to go talk to him. And he's been poised throughout the whole thing, even when we were 2-10 or when we're losing a lot. Yeah, I feel like he's been poised, and he hasn't let anything get to his head or none of that. So he's a great leader. He sets the example, and he sets the standard. And I'm super grateful to have him here, and I can't wait for the future.
Is some of that? He's young. He's the youngest head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Typically with Dennis and Rizzi, and Sean was gone. So Dennis, you know, they've been older. Is there something to the fact that he's almost you know, DeMario, yeah. DeMario and Cameron.
They're the same
younger.
Age. Yeah.
But is it relatable more?
Yeah, it's super relatable, especially, you know, he played and he was a great player at Boise State. He played, so he knows what it's like to be on the other side. And that's how I feel like he's such a great head coach, because he can relate to us in that matter. And just having that offensive mindset, I feel like it's so great as an offensive player to be able to just go up to him and share my ideas or share my opinions of what it's like going into a game plan, and he just listens and try to attack that into the game. So I feel like it's a great thing to have.
A couple more questions. We're with Chris Olave. 8 touchdowns, 48 of your receptions this year are for first down. I've come on third down. So that's kind of the stat that always, you know, to me, you know, when a buck's on the line, mm-hmm. you need a first down, and it's third down, right. They're going to you.
Oh, yeah, that's a great thing to have, man. You know, just that confidence everybody has in me to be able to convert on those third downs or even fourth downs. I had that in myself, too. So to have the coaches and the players have that trust in me means the most.
Interesting wide receiver room this year. You know, for the most part, at some point you had to go up and start introducing yourself, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you lose Shaheed, and you know, it's tough. It's a business. Right. It is what it is. Congrats to him. But it's been such it's beyond next man up. It's after next man right. up, right? I mean, it's been a challenge. It's a lot of new guys, and when you're running routes. You know, everybody's got to know their job.
Yeah, shout out to our boy Sheet, another Pro Bowl returner. Yeah. I just saw that earlier, but yeah, it's been weird. But that's the nature of the business. So you just gotta keep it moving. We had a great addition in Vele. These past few weeks have been great for him, and we saw the talent when he got here. But he didn't have so many opportunities. But when the opportunity presented itself, he took advantage of it. So. But like you said, it was kind of introducing myself or trying to get to know people. But it just kept it moving. The standard's still the standard, and everybody just had to fall in.
Tell me about Tyler Shuck. I mean, this is not a comparison to Spencer Rattler. Love them both. Just mm-hmm. tell me about him as a quarterback, his demeanor in the huddle, the stuff that we don't see.
He's just so poised, man. He's a natural leader off the field. Nobody really has to say much on the offensive side of the ball. He's the one speaking. That's how it's supposed to be when you're the quarterback. But like I say, he's just a natural leader on and off the field. He does a great job. He's so poised and confident. He has this quiet confidence to him and kind of has a little swag to him. So like I say, it's only been half the year he started the games, but I can't wait to see what he does with a full year. I'm super excited for him, and the sky's the limit.
You don't control this. Well, how would you feel about winning the comeback player of the year?
I mean a lot, man, especially going through what I went through last year. It was really behind closed doors, but it was a tough time, man. It was one of the lowest points of my life, but just to be able to bounce back and just keep working hard and keeping my faith, talking to God a lot, talking to my family, it would mean a lot to be able to win that award. But it gives credit all to God and the faith that I continue to have even through the rough times. And yeah, it would be a huge award.
Is it because of the concussions? I mean, if you'd had a knee injury, an elbow injury, a shoulder injury, mm-hmm. the concussions are different. Tua's going through it, right?
Exactly.
Everybody's counting. All of a sudden we're counting now, mm-hmm. right? Because of that would make it more special.
Yeah, for sure. You know, coming back from a knee or hurting like an ankle or something, it'd be a lot easier. I wouldn't be really much thinking a bit behind it. But with a head injury, it's kind of tough, you know, trying to have a family. Trying to live a long time, so enjoy life. But yeah, with the head injury is different. You know, you don't really expect that coming into the league. It kind of just happened. And being so young, at only 25 years old, you know, it was tough to be able to come back from it. But like I said, I talked to God a lot and kept my faith, and I was able to come back from it. I'm super grateful.
Last question. Christmas is on Thursday. What are your plans? And I don't know your family situation. I should. I apologize. I don't. Mm-hmm. What are your plans Thursday?
Just kick my feet up, watch some basketball. I think it's a couple football games on, too.
Three. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a couple football games on. Just kick my feet up, celebrate, just chill with the fam, and enjoy the day.
Well, I appreciate your time. This is not a day off Tuesday that it normally would be, because Thursday is a day off. So today is a work day. So I know you got stuff to do. So continued success. Hell of a year. And, you know, two more. Just keep stacking those W's.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you. Chris, I love it. My thanks to Charlie Long in the booth, and of course to Saints general manager Mickey Loomis and Saints wide receiver Chris Olave. 15 down, two games to go. We will look for you next week here on the Bullseye Saints Hour on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, and happy holidays to all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.